Again, we welcome Lois Wolf on our organ as Jim continues his recovery. He'll wave his mitt at you. Thank you, Lois, for being here. Yesterday, we did load a truck for Williamsburg County. I appreciate all those who came and helped. It was a nice, cool morning with a nice breeze. Really was. It was kind of unusual, but we had some folks, and some folks that helped me on Friday as well. It was a very full truck. In fact, for the very first time ever, we could not take it all. We had two boxes we could not fit in. Two boxes. Anyway, just loads. We had a good bit of furniture and appliances, as well as clothes and all other kinds of things that were there. Right now, our Lutheran Church Youth LCY convention is going on up at Newberry College, and I just need to let you know, in the past, we have had some folks like Jillian Neumeyer and Rachel Fowler who have served in LCY positions. Once again, Perry Baker is now one of our members and is the chaplain, has been elected as the chaplain for the LCY. And Kate Bernthal is in the 9th and 10th grade representative on executive council for them. And they are being installed at the worship service up at Newberry College this morning. So that's pretty good. And this would normally be the time that I would call on Sarah to make announcements, but she is also up there at the LCY convention at Newberry College, so she is not here today. So in her place, I'll call on the music dudes. Let us prepare for our worship. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, abounding in steadfast love toward us, healing the sick and raising the dead, showering us with every good gift. Amen. Let us come into the revealing and healing light of God, confessing our sins. Just and gracious God, we come to you for healing and life. Our sins hurt others and diminish us. We confess them to you. Our lives bear the scars of sin. We bring these also to you. Show us your mercy, O God. Bind up our wounds, forgive us our sins, and free us to love for the sake of Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. The Apostle Paul assures us, when we were dead in our trespasses, God made us alive together with Christ, nailing the record of our sins to the cross. Jesus says to you, your sins are forgiven. Be at peace and tell everyone how much God has done for you. Amen.
Grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace of the whole world.
be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. O Lord God, we bring before you the cries of a sorrowing world. In your mercy, set us free from the chains that bind us and defend us from everything that is evil. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. Be seated, and with the children, please come forward.
Hey, guys. All right, I have a question for you. This is really important. Do you like secrets? Let me rephrase the question. Can you keep a secret? You sure you can keep a secret? You sure? If your grandfather tickled you, you wouldn't tell him? If your grandmother or grandfather bribed you with $100, you wouldn't tell him? Not so sure on some of that. I'm going to write a secret on this little post-it note. Okay, get it the right way. It's actually two secrets. Okay. Can y'all read that? Don't read it out loud. It's a secret. Do you think it should be a secret? No, this shouldn't be a secret. We should tell them? I don't think so. I think we'd be better just not for them not to know. We'll just, you know, we could all just go home right now and they'd never know what we were talking about. I think that'd be right, won't you? Probably not. Probably not. So I'm going to do this. I'll tell you what I'm going to do. All right, you take that one. Oh, I think I gave you two, but that's all right. And you take this one. And you take, I keep pulling off more than I'm supposed to. You take that one. And what I want you to do is, I'm going to tell them the secret. What was on the sheet of paper is, there's two sentences. One said, God is awesome. And the other one is, God loves you. Now here's the thing. That's not supposed to be a secret at all, is it? And in our gospel lesson, you're going to hear a story about Jesus healing a man. And the man says, I want to come follow you. But Jesus says, no, not right now. What you should do is go tell everybody you meet that God is awesome and that God loves you. That's pretty cool, isn't it? So that's your challenge today, is not to keep this a secret, to go and tell everybody that God is awesome and that God loves you, how much God has done for you. And the reason I gave you these little sticky notes is because when you go back to your seats, you can find your grandparents or somebody sitting around you or a friend or somebody that you'd like to give that to. And then they can take that secret and spread it to somebody else. How about that? So that's what I want y'all to do today, and that's what I want y'all to remember. So let's have a prayer. Almighty God, thank you for being so awesome. Thank you for loving us. Thank you for all that you do in our lives. Help us never to keep it a secret. Amen. All right, go in peace and serve the Lord.
The first lesson is a reading from Isaiah. I was ready to be sought out by those who did not ask, to be found by those who did not seek me. I said, here I am. Here I am to a nation that did not call my name. I held out my hands all day long to a rebellious people who walk in a way that is not good, following their own devices, a people who provoke me to my face continually, sacrificing in gardens and offering incense on bricks, who sit inside tombs and spend the night in secret places, who eat swine's flesh with broth of abominable things in their vessels, who say, keep to yourself, do not come near me, for I am too holy for you. These are a smoke in my nostrils, a fire that burns all day long. See, it is written before me, I will not keep silent, but I will repay. I will indeed repay into their laps their iniquities and their ancestors' iniquities together, says the Lord. Because they offered incense on the mountains and reviled me on the hills, I will measure into their laps full payment for their actions. Thus says the Lord. As the wine is found in the cluster, and they say, do not destroy it, for there is a blessing in it, so I will do for my servant's sake and not destroy them all. I will bring forth descendants from Jacob and from Judah, inheritors of my mountains. My chosen shall inherit it, and my servants shall settle there. The word of the Lord. Second lesson is a reading from Galatians. Now, before faith came, we were imprisoned and guarded under the law until faith would be revealed. Therefore, the law was our disciplinarian until Christ came, so that we might be justified by faith. But now that faith has come, we are no longer subject to a disciplinarian, for in Christ Jesus you are all children of God through faith. As many as you were baptized into Christ have clothed yourself with Christ. There is no longer Greek or Jew. There is no longer slave or free. There is no longer male or female. For all of you are one in Jesus Christ. And if you belong to Christ, then you are Abraham's offspring, heirs according to the promise. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Gospel according to St. Luke, the 8th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Then Jesus and his disciples arrived at the country of the Gerasenes, which is opposite Galilee. As he stepped out on land, a man of the city who had demons met him. For a long time he had worn no clothes, and he did not live in a house, but in the tombs. When he saw Jesus, he fell down before him and shouted at the top of his voice, "What have you to do with us, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? I beg you, do not torment me." For Jesus had commanded the unclean spirit to come out of the man. For many times it had seized him. He was kept under guard and bound with chains and shackles, but he would break the bonds and be driven by the demon into the wilds. Then Jesus asked him, "What is your name?" He said, "Legion." For many demons had entered him. They begged him not to order them to go back into the abyss. Now there on the hillside, a large herd of swine was feeding, and the demons begged Jesus to let him enter these. So he gave them permission. When the demons came out of the man and entered the swine, and the herd rushed down to the steep bank into the lake and was drowned. When the swineherd saw what had happened, they ran off and told it in the city and in the country. Then people came out to see what had happened. And when they came to Jesus, they found the man from whom the demons had gone, sitting at the feet of Jesus, clothed and in his right mind. And they were afraid. Those who had seen it told them how the one who had been possessed by demons had been healed. Then all the people of the surrounding country of the Gerasenes asked Jesus to leave them, for they were seized with great fear. So he got into the boat and returned. The man from whom the demons had gone begged that he might be with him, but Jesus sent him away, saying, "Return to your home and declare how much God has done for you." So he went away, proclaiming throughout the city how much Jesus had done for him. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
My favorite hymn didn't make the cut. I'm not sure just how they choose what hymns to include in our hymnals. From what I can gather, the theology has to be right, but more than that, they try to include hymns that congregations are using. So if a hymn isn't being widely used, well, in the next hymnal, it's out. Maybe that's what happened to my favorite hymn. It was in the green book, but when they put out our new ELW, which, by the way, is called the Cranberry Book, since we already had a red book before the green one, whenever they put that book out, they left my hymn out. I was not a happy camper. And so we haven't sung my favorite hymn for more than 10 years now, until today. The hymn is "One There Is Above All Others." Now, I know you might not remember that. In fact, you might never have been part of a congregation that sang that hymn. In 10 years or more, you've probably forgotten it if you ever even did know it. But I would invite you now to turn to page 11 in your bulletin, and I've arranged for the choir to sing this for us so we get to hear what it sounds like. Please pay attention to the words. Take it away, choir. Thank you, choir. Now, anybody remember that song? Just a few. Okay. But aren't the words beautiful? Just gorgeous words. And I couldn't help but be reminded of that hymn after the difficult and troubled week we had this week, when in the face of so much hate and anger and hurt and pain, we needed once again to remember that God loves us. And I couldn't help but be reminded of that hymn when I read our Old Testament lesson for today. As I began to read the lesson, I was just overwhelmed at the love God has for us. And what's more, I felt God's heartache over how we respond to His love. You've already looked at the hymn. Take a moment now and go back to the first reading. It says, I was ready to be sought out by those who did not ask, to be found by those who did not seek me. I said, here I am, here I am, to a nation that did not call on my name. I held out my hands all day long to a rebellious people who walk in a way that is not good, following their own devices, a people who provoke me to my face continually. And it goes on from there to speak of a variety of ways that we reject God and the good that God wants for us. That's how our world is. That's how we are. In this passage, all sorts of ways are listed that meant a lot in that day, but the point is just as valid today. We reject God over and over to God's face, provoking God continually. And I have to think, if we were in God's place, we might not be quite so patient with a stiff-necked, rebellious people like we have been. We might have been tempted to wipe out such an ungrateful, self-serving, provoking people as us. But that's not what God does. And you can hear His heartache in this passage. That's not what God's love is like. His is a love beyond a brother's, costly, free, and knows no end. His is a love ready to be sought by those who did not ask, to be found by those who did not seek. His is a love that says, here I am, to those who don't call on His name. His is a love that in the face of a world in need of love, where there are hate-filled shootings and rhetoric, His is a love that holds out His hands all day long, reaching out to us in boundless love, calling us His friends, calling us His. Return to the Lord your God, for He is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love. His is a love above all others. His is a love for you. Amen. Gathered as God's people, we confess our faith. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. With the whole people of God in Christ Jesus, let us pray for the church, those in need, and all of God's creation. Merciful God, you turn your people from stubborn ways and form us with your loving hand. Shape us that we might give your love to the world. Lead us to speak the language of love in all our actions and our words. May we live together in welcome and understanding as one people in you. Lord, in your mercy. Father of love, we live in a chaotic, stormy world. Our lives are busy and frantic, and peace is sometimes so hard to find. Slow us down, Lord. Turn our eyes to you. Give us wholeness. Give us your surpassing peace. Lord, in your mercy. You speak healing to all your people, loving Savior. Fill us with compassion for those in need. Reach out your hand to the sick, the hungry, the poor, and those who suffer in any way. Bless all in need, and especially all whom we remember before you. Lord, in your mercy. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the many ways our fathers have modeled your love and care for us. Strengthen fathers in their faith, that in all things they may try to be like you, and that when we see them, we see you. Lead us all in lives of faithful service, love, and devotion. May we walk in your footsteps and follow you always. Lord, in your mercy. Into your hands, gracious God, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always. Let us share God's peace.
up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ, who on this day overcame death and the grave, and by his glorious resurrection opened to us the way of everlasting life. And so with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. In which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." And again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory,
forever and ever. Amen.
Thank you.
The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace.
Amen. Let us pray. O God, as a mother comforts her child, so you comfort your people, carrying us in your arms and satisfying us with this food and drink, the body and blood of Christ. Send us now as your disciples, announcing peace and proclaiming the reign of God has come near, through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen. Amen.
In peace, serve the Lord.
Thank you. Well, I don't think there is a way to get it.